Struggling for what? Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I'm your host, Dave Pritchard, and as always, we would love for you to like, share, and subscribe to the show if you like what you hear and feel encouraged. Even better than that is to simply tell another coach and pass on this word of encouragement. Coaching is hard, but well worth the journey, and I firmly believe that God is at work doing great things in the realm of athletics. Today, we continue our study of Colossians by looking at Colossians 1, verses 24 through chapter 2, verse 3. Here, Paul talks about his sufferings and struggles. Many times, it can be easy to feel as though our sufferings and struggles are pointless, but Paul challenges us to see them from a different point of view. Here he says, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of his majesty, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Now, a few things should stand out to us from this passage and serve as encouragement today. First, I want you to notice that Paul rejoices in his sufferings. What an odd statement. Why would anyone rejoice in suffering? Well, there are a few reasons here that Paul lists. First, Paul views suffering as an honor because Christ himself suffered. Paul even mentions that the sufferings that he endures, they cannot compare to the sufferings of Christ, but he's honored to take them up on his behalf. Second, this implies that Paul doesn't suffer in vain, but he instead suffers with purpose. He is fulfilling God's commission on his life. Even when that commission brings about suffering, it's worthy of rejoicing. Paul has been chosen. He's on a mission for God, and regardless of whatever comes his way, he rejoices in that fact. Next, we have to ask, what is this mission? Well, clearly Paul tells us that it's to make the word of God fully known. God wanted to make himself known among the Gentiles, and he'd chosen Paul as an integral piece to making that happen. So much so that you are reading this letter from him today. There is no doubt that you know of Jesus because of Paul's mission. What an impact. Even in suffering, again, that is worthy of rejoicing. Third, I want you to notice that Paul labors in this. He uses that specific word, labor. He doesn't take it casually. It's work. And he finds joy in the work, the hard work. He has an enormous love for the people that he's trying to reach. Now, this is remarkable, but Paul notes that this is not of his doing. This enormous love and drive comes from the strength of God. So what's the lesson here? Well, I think it's this. What God has called you to, he will equip you for. That alone should be encouraging. Paul longs to love and encourage others so that they might find a true understanding of God. That's his mission. Now, the next question is why? What's the why here? Well, this is Paul's desire because, as he declares, in him, in Christ, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. This is where true value, true peace, and true life are found, in Christ. So, coach, what does this have to do with you and your job? Well, the simple answer is everything, absolutely everything. As a coach, do you suffer? Of course. The job isn't always easy. You deal with long hours, limited finances, strain on your own family time, and you deal with disgruntled people all the time. However, you can find joy in that work. That is the mission God has set you on, and newsflash, it's not to win games. Instead, it's to impact lives to the glory of God. Your mission isn't really that different than Paul's. You're just in a different arena. There is purpose in what you do. God has commissioned your life. The question is, do you labor in this, or do you treat it casually? God didn't call you to be a passive man. He called you to lead your locker room, to make a substantial impact on as many athletes as possible. Why? Because those athletes deserve to know true wisdom, true knowledge, true peace, and true love from the very one who created them, and it's your job to show them that. Now that sounds like a tall task, and guess what? It is. But be encouraged, because just like Paul, you can't do it alone. You can only do it through the strength of God. After this episode ends, I want to encourage you to go and read Joshua 1:9 and remember that God can and will equip you for the mission that He's called you to. He will be with you every step of the way. Your job is to simply be obedient and act. So today, coach, get to work revealing the treasures of God. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.